It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good night, good morning, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of week again. It's the splendiferous. Ooh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Ah, it's the Bad Advice Show. I am one of your three illustrious hosts, Gordon Baker Bone, hailing from Newark, New Jersey, but from parts you don't know about, from the deep south. He's the daddy of daddies. Put your hands together for Jerome Russell, everybody.
Hey, I'm happy
And
to be here.
to say what?
I said I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I believe you. And to my right, hailing from parts where people eat poor boys and party in the streets. Put your hands together for the NOLA queen. Mel, everybody.
Ew. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good week.
Wait, what was that sound?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
It sounded like a cat. Sound like a cat.
It definitely did sound like a cat. I just wanted to know what that sound was.
It's
a positive,
copying
it's
off
a positive
court.
Sound.
Yeah, it's positive.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hey.
You know what? I never heard anyone negatively say,
yeah.
No.
It's a happy feeling. Happy feelings everywhere.
You're guilty.
Happy
Did you say
feeling.
You're guilty?
Yeah, like I just picture someone in court and I'm like, oh, you're guilty of 12 counts of murder.
Are you talking about the defendant making that sound in the courtroom?
Yes.
I sentenced you to 87 years.
Okay.
What the fuck was that? That's five more.
Ew.
You can't give me five more years for going. Ew. First piece of bad advice: say ew in a company meeting.
I mean, I've done it. I'm also not employed currently, so I don't know what the. I don't know if that's considered causation, but I know I did do that, and I know I don't have a job. So,
yeah. Listen,
use at your own risk.
Third quarter sales are up 13%.
Ew.
Who the fuck
Melanie.
Was that? Never.
Can
Stop
I ask y'all this?
Right now.
Can I ask y'all this? Have y'all been hearing people complain about having to go back into the office?
Of course.
People complain about everything, so yes.
Oh my God. It is. Let's just get it off. Look, I want to get off my chest because, like, everybody that I know that has an office job has been complaining to me about their jobs, asking them to go back into the office. And I'm with them. I'm like, why do you need to go back into the office? But I do know, like, as a business, you need an office so you can write it off on your taxes. So they want them to come back.
You don't need an office, and office people are the worst kind of people.
Ooh, Mel. Continue talking.
I mean, the woman speaks truth.
Just the worst kind of people. They're going to talk about bullshit. They're going to make you go to stuff you don't want to go to.
Oh, my God.
They make it weird at the Christmas party. That's when you find out who's having affairs. I do like the Christmas. I do miss that dynamic.
I don't like that.
You don't miss finding out who's having affairs at the Christmas party?
You don't miss the Christmas party?
No.
Nigga, you know, finding out who can't handle their liquor is like one of the greatest things in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I dated someone who couldn't handle their liquor, and I've had Christmas party sex too many times, man. It's rough.
Like office Christmas party sex?
Yeah.
Wait, you took away from the function.
Yeah. She tells me who she hates. We drink too much. And then next thing you know, we're in someone's desk. And she's like, yes, I fucking hate this person.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, you deviant.
You're a fucking coworker?
Yeah. No. Listen, this is what he's doing. Him and his date are finding out who she hates. And then they go hump on that person's desk.
No, it's disgusting. Yeah.
Well, how are we discussing? She wants to do it, and like I'm just there to help.
Marking
That's why you're disgusting.
marking territory like an ocelot. What kind of shit is that?
I'm not the only one that does it. Like, there's tons of other people that have done this too. Like, sometimes, like, that is real love when you...
That don't mean they ain't shit. I mean, that just means all of y'all ain't shit.
No,
that doesn't mean it's okay.
Mel, don't even give him all of you, because this nigga has a twisted sense of all and many and normal.
It's probably him and like one of his other weird ass friends, but okay.
Wait a minute, I'm his other weird ass friend. He ain't got but a few. It's me, John, Mike, and Bill.
He's right.
Oh man.
So Mel, if your partner was like, hey, we need to fuck on this dude's desk because I hate him, you wouldn't do it?
I probably wouldn't be dating anybody like that. So I date niggas that have their own offices.
Ooh. So.
But what if it was one of his subordinates? He's like, I hate this motherfucker.
Let's I wouldn't date somebody desk. Who would do that to support me.
Okay. All right.
Mel's above it.
I'm sorry. I know it's like the wave to be relatable. I am better than some things. I'm sorry.
I just imagine I just imagine a lady asking me, I hate Karen. Could you skeet in her printer? And I'm like, oh my God.
You do it. You I'm would do it.
I wouldn't do it because I'm a smarter criminal than that. I'm not leaving DNA Prime in there.
It's not leaving Coach Prime in there. Sorry. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. We got ridiculous real fast. First piece of bad advice, plan out where you're going to skeet in your office.
Please don't do that.
Oh, it's the because Bad Advice Show.
Bad Advice Show does not have an unemployment plan for you. Trust me. I know.
Yeah, we really don't. Like, again, if you're listening to the Bad Advice and you're taking you're taking advice from the Bad Advice Show, like, seriously.
Remember that this is marketed as bad advice. Always remember that.
Dude, can I just tell you guys this? I've been promoting us, doing multiple podcasts, telling people about the Bad Advice Show, and I'm tired. You know what? Kudos to you, Mel. Kudos to you, Sarome. Talking is rough.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Really? When I had to do like the other, when I was doing the podcast for my other job and doing the videos, I went from every day to like 3 days a week. I hated it. Like, it was just, I was running out of words. And then I had to tweet. And then I had to, it was just too much.
Yeah. I canceled on my therapy session because I was just went, nigga, I can't talk.
There's nothing left.
You gonna get there and waste $150 like I ain't got no words. Can I just lay on your sofa and cry?
How's your week going otherwise?
My week's going good. My brother's trying to move back in with me, and it's weird. We we have a great relationship, but it's just like he misses me, and I miss him too. Shout out to all the family.
Like y'all are gonna live together?
Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, he loves hanging out with me, and I love hanging out with him.
No, I dig it.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure it out. He's been hanging out more and more. We've been doing football Sundays and talking on the phone and family group chats. Oh, shout out to all the West Indians that have a WhatsApp group chat with your West Indian family.
Shout out. That's all of them, right?
Every last one of them.
Are you allowed to be West Indian and not have WhatsApp?
No.
Like, I didn't find out I was Haitian until I was 2014, and I at least have WhatsApp on my phone.
Yeah. And you need to step it up and get into at least one Haitian group chat before the end of the year.
Right. You are right.
I'm in a Haitian group chat, and I ain't even Haitian.
To your knowledge.
To my knowledge.
My people are apparently very busy.
Oh man, every Haitian person. Yeah, you know what? Second piece of bad advice: please get into a Haitian group chat.
Hey, wait a minute.
So many white pants.
Sarom had a great week this week.
Oh.
We found out this week that Sarom is a queer icon.
Say what?
Sarom Russell.
You might have missed it.
Our partner in crime is a queer icon.
Yeah.
What? Sarom, what did you do or what happened?
Sarom, please elaborate. I will not be able to do story justice.
All right, so for those of y'all listening on the Bad Advice Show, most of y'all already know that Sarom Russell is bipolar type 2. And I like to spread awareness about it and, you know, ease the stigma around mental illness. So what I wanted to do, I was looking around and wanted to buy something that I could wear that would say what I was and bring awareness to being bipolar. What I found was a sweatshirt on Etsy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? It's a sweatshirt. This is a hoodie.
Yeah, I saw the hoodie.
Yeah. It says bi dash, and then there's a white polar bear.
Yes.
In my mind, it says bi polar. What it read to the rest of the world was, I was a bi bear.
And by the rest of the world, he means everybody.
9 million people saw this tweet.
I'm sorry. You were saying. So people saw your bipolar shirt and thought it meant bi bear?
Yeah, like I was a bisexual bear.
Oh, your DMs got so slid in.
There was some excitement. I noticed it. I peeped it. A lot of fans.
There was some excitement.
I mean, at least you know that you would be welcome into the community.
Hey, and you can't beat that.
Can't.
You can't beat that kind of acceptance and admiration.
So wait. They thought you were a bi bear?
Yeah, a bisexual bear. It doesn't help that I'm a large man.
I'm sorry.
It does not help that I'm a large man. Like at
a large bearded man.
At that.
Oh. Okay.
Somebody pointed out I was smiling coyly in my picture. as if I was telling somebody something.
What? Wait, what? I love my friends because like I know my life is dope because like I get stories like this.
It was such a 180 for my intention. I was like, this is gonna be mind you, this is a $55 hoodie.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The description of the hoodie, what does it say?
Yeah. Bipolar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're certain of that?
I'm certain of that.
Mel, what are you trying to imply?
I'm not implying anything. I'm just asking, trying to make sure that he read the hoodie description.
No, because the rest of the stuff on the site is for bipolar people.
Okay. Well, we should also big up the Etsy shop. So we're going to make sure that we have a link in our show notes this week.
We should, because they only had 2 sales before I got there. Now I think they got about 9,000.
I'm sorry for laughing. No, I'm not sorry.
It was hilarious.
This is joy.
It was hilarious.
Large, I think people, for the most part, took it. You know, they kept it cute. They kept it fun. I'm sure there were a few people who got out of line because, you know, life is full of habitual line steppers. But for the most part,
yeah,
it was all good natured fun.
Not with me personally, because I don't really get stepped to like that. But like that was like my second tweet. I was like, you know, have your jokes, but don't be homophobic, because that's not an excuse. Because I bought a hoodie that don't make any sense, that's not an excuse for you to be homophobic.
Also, I hate to see you in public and fold your gums back on some bullshit.
Yo, so wait, that was that. Yo, I see both of y'all tweets all the time,
I have you guys prioritized so on my phone so I can see y'all tweets first. So when I switched from Twitter, I went, oh man, fuck it. fuck the world. And then I just kept scrolling. But like I didn't realize
But people enjoy Sarome, you've had a lot of iconic fashion moments on Twitter. So
Lord have mercy.
I think that's also part of it. It's just I feel like anybody else, well, maybe not anybody else, but most other people, it wouldn't have, you know, taken off like it did. But you have had some moments.
Ugly suit, baby.
Yeah. The suit was
the suit got night. Mean. They got mean with the suit. They really got mean with, like, it started off fun. The suit got a little mean.
The suit was so funny. The suit was happening in real time because we did this at a Decepticon show. The suit was at a Decepticon show. And I pulled them up real time. And I was like, I was reading them on stage. And it was so hilarious. I was like, Sarome's suit looked like you sell niggas used cars with bad transmissions already. And
the reason it was hard to read is because it was true. Like a lot of tweets were true. Some of them were mean. There were like a handful of yes. mean tweets.
Yes.
Like they, mean enough where I was like, okay, this is my friend, so I can't even join in the jokes no more. But oh my God. It was a lot of truth up in there. The transmission one. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I look like.
I don't know who tweeted that, but you're a comedic genius.
Yeah. A sayer of sooth. So speaking Absolutely. Of clothes, what are y'all, what's the Halloween situation? What y'all got going on?
Oh, I'll go first. I'm buying a Deadpool mask.
Oh,
are you
going to have clothes with the mask?
I'm going to wear a suit with it. I'm going to be tuxedo Deadpool. And I got too many Nerf guns at my house, and I decided I'm gonna be Deadpool.
That's cool.
Cause like I like shooting shit, and I feel like Deadpool sometimes. I'm witty. I drink, and I have a bunch of assholes as friends.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this fits your life perfectly.
Feels like a personal attack, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I heard the last. Yeah, you heard the last.
Yeah,
you heard the last part. Yeah,
he made sure to get it in there too. Because at first, like, I thought the sentence was over, and then he had to. Did you pick that up?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, just wanted to make sure it wasn't just me.
No, but like, I have good wholesome asshole friends. Like my asshole friends. Yeah. Are like, come on, what's going
it's
on
done
here?
Now, so you know,
it's fine. I mean, it ain't like it ain't rooted in truth. It's just, you know, when you hear it.
I love you guys, though. You guys are the best. Sorry. I'm sorry. But yeah. So yeah, I'm doing Deadpool.
I am dressing up as, I had his name and I forgot his name, but I am dressing up as a nigga from Final Fantasy VII, Barrett, with the machine gun on.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Is that how you're going to take your kids trick-or-treating, or is that going to be like for a thing?
I'm going to do both.
Okay.
I'm going to be careful.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like I'm always worried about white cops.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I would be the nigga to get shot with a machine gun arm. Like, that's real.
I want to do something fun, but I have no idea what else. I have no idea what I'm going to dress like. If I dress at all.
We all got a dress. Man, that's 2/3 of the bad advice shows already.
Okay,
dressed.
So I have to figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's not even like this is a topic that I wasn't prepared for. I just didn't know that y'all were going to challenge me on not wearing any, not doing a costume.
Wait a minute.
Who's going to challenge you?
What?
Wait a minute. You asked this question and you didn't have a plan?
I didn't create. This is not me. That's Sarome.
That's on me.
Okay.
I mean, well, Sarome gave us an idea. I asked the question, yes. But that doesn't mean, like, I ask all kind of questions. It's called interviewing. If I interview Beyonce and I ask her about her Grammys, do I have to have Grammys? No, I do not.
Nope. All right, let's see. What is something that iconic in just this year that you could dress up as?
Ooh, that's a great question. So what has happened this year that we can make a Halloween costume out of?
The Renaissance tour.
Yes.
Like that gives me so much material.
Okay. Mel, we know you had an iconic night.
I did. But I'm not even talking about what I wore. Like, yeah, I could totally dress up as myself. But okay. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about like Beyonce gave us so much material.
Okay. Yes.
What else happened? I could dress up like the Patriots score today when they played the Saints and didn't
get
on the board at all. I could do that.
Jesus Christ. Mel.
What?
Let me ask you something. Because they got blanked, right?
Yep.
You think Belichick bit a motherfucker?
Oh, he actually murdered somebody.
Oh, yeah. Gutted somebody in the locker room.
Speaking of murder, I could dress like one of the characters from Interview with a Vampire, which I highly recommend if you haven't watched it.
One of my favorite movies.
Read the book, saw the movie, but this series is mind blowing. It blows the movie out the water, I'm telling you.
Real the series?
The series blows the movie out of the water.
With the light skin fella.
And it's not even close.
With the light skin fella.
Yeah, Grey Worm from Game of Thrones is Louis.
Is that who that is?
Yes.
He is bad.
And the actress who plays Claudia was phenomenal. Unfortunately, there was some sort of whatever. She's not going to be Claudia for the next season because she's attached to another project. So I hope we still show love for whatever young actress they get to pick up for her next. But she was phenomenal.
Okay. Well, shout out to Grey Worm, one of the best characters in HBO history.
What's his name? Jacob Anderson, I believe.
I don't know names. Like, I'm bad. I'm so terrible with names. Are you guys good with names? Like, when y'all see people, y'all remember their names every single time?
It takes me twice to meet you, and then I'm good.
You know the crazy thing? Like, you and Sarone, Mel and Sarone are the only, like, you're the very few people that I've met once, and I remember y'all name.
Well, I'm memorable, so I get it.
Yeah.
That's not even me being a dick. People just remember me.
Okay. So, Ron, how about you? Are you good with names?
Absolutely not. I know motherfuckers I've been seeing their faces for the last 10 years have no idea what their name is, but I know who they are.
Hilarious.
I know comics, I can repeat their routine back to them word for word, have no idea what their first name is.
That is such a comedy kink. Yo, dude.
Hey, Gordon, if you want insight into how little I know somebody's name, the bigger the hug I give somebody when you see me in public is it's directly related to how little I know their name.
So you're making up for that to let them know you matter, but I don't know shit about you.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who you are, but get this big hug.
Makes sense. You got a supplement somewhere, right?
Yeah, I was like, I know your face. I wish you well every time I see you. I just don't know your name.
Please, no, this is from the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of people not knowing your name, a nigga from 7th grade hit me up yesterday to ask me for money. That's 30 years ago.
Y'all haven't talked since 7th grade?
I hadn't talked to this nigga in 30 years.
Wow.
I thought I had that problem.
He said, I ain't doing well. I said, man, I wish you the best. He said, could you help me out, Cash App? I was like, I looked at the phone. I said, surely I am down the list of niggas you could have asked before you got. How far down your list are you?
Niggas doing bad these days.
I am too, but I had just paid the mortgage and the insurance. I ain't have nothing.
Wrong. I'm tell you right now, you're probably at the top of his list. He saw you do comedy. He saw you on YouTube.
Oh, you want to be a funny motherfucker.
And the thing about it is, I remember this nigga laughing at me when I had a perm in my head.
Time.
So would you say that's your longest grudge?
I would say, yeah. I'd say 30 years. It got rekindled with that, asking me for my cash out.
What's your longest grudge, Gordon?
I got a long grudge. Like, I have multiple long grudges. There's a lot of people that got long grudges against me. They like, there's a lot of people that hate old GBB. So, longest grudge I would say is, oh, wow, I just ended one last night.
You ended the grudge?
I moved.
Why did they die?
No, they didn't die. I just saw them at a bar after a show, and I remember they were pissed at me, and I went, hey, when I was younger, I was an asshole, and I just want to apologize for being an asshole to you. And they looked at me like, what? And I was like, yeah, man. Sorry about that.
Are you sure that you ended the grudge?
Yeah,
or are you just presuming that since you apologized, the grudge was over?
You know what? I'm going to go with your second one.
Okay.
Good on you for taking accountability, though.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, like
it might not be over on his end, but you did what you could.
Yeah, like, well, actually, it was her. I walked over to her and was like, hey, I know I was an asshole as a kid. Sorry about that. And probably was very insufferable.
That grudge isn't over.
That ain't over.
If it was a man, I would have given you a little bit of credit, but that grudge isn't over.
Mm-mm.
I got in a fight on my first day at kindergarten and still. It's still up, bitch.
Damn.
Mel. What?
It's still.
So if this kindergarten bitch came up to you,
it's still up. I got in trouble for winning the fight that she picked.
Kindergarten.
It's still
if
up.
If the kindergarten bitch came up to you and was like, hey, I'm sorry.
It's.
What if she apologized, though?
It's still up.
So I'm picturing her point to each letter, each word. It's still
I picture her having a whiteboard handy so she can write it down.
There's literally a whiteboard behind me, and I wish, I wish. I might have to do a whole video. It's still up.
Listen.
Sometimes I forgive, but usually it's still up.
Is that a thing? Like, women hold grudges longer than men? Because, like, I literally apologized as lady, bought her a drink too, and said,
"You could have bought her a house. It's still up."
Look, because you should have led with it was a woman from the beginning. I hold grudges a long time too, though, because I got two long standing ones. Other than this Cash App nigga, I got one for a nigga I lost a fight to in 10th grade. Still up with you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you listening. When I see you, though, I was 150 pounds then, maybe 127, but I ain't no more. And my father.
Oh, yeah. Parent beef is real.
The worst thing with parent beef, because both my parents are deceased, mm-hmm. and I'm working through parent beef in therapy, and let me tell you, how hard it is to hold grudges against motherfuckers that's dead. Like, you just have to let it go. You have to let it go. But also be like, bitch, you couldn't have done better than this.
Bruh, I gotta... for those that don't know, you heard Jan and Schooner thing. So that biological father is really trying his best to get me to say, I love you. And I'm like, you ain't getting it, nigga. Was that dark? I'm sorry.
I mean, it is what it is. I don't know.
It's not even parent beef. Like, cause I literally, I'm raising a father, and it's the saddest thing in the world.
Is it beef, or are y'all dealing with accountability? Are y'all waiting for your fathers to be accountable?
He's never going to be accountable.
But is that what accountability do anything for you? I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's beef.
No. Yeah, it is beef. Like my dad that raised me, George Bone, love that man to death. He is the absolute best, but the one thing that we have that is fucked up, he doesn't know how to apologize. Mm-hmm. And it's sucky. Cause like his way, I've never met it. Like, I don't know if anybody's ever like talked to someone that doesn't know how to say, I'm sorry. It is the worst. Cause even when they fuck up and they know they fucked up, they just go, you're okay, right?
I don't know what's worse, a person who apologizes but doesn't change, or a person who doesn't apologize but
don't change.
Change. I don't know, because I feel like saying it is important.
Wait, Saron, why are you going with the first one?
Because that nigga is lying.
Yeah.
He never meant that. He just figured, he just wanted to see if it would work.
That's very true.
Facts. Facts. Oh man. Shit.
Do I step on my dad's oxygen tube a little bit when I see him? Just a little bit.
Jesus.
I just step on it for 1 second for every birthday he missed.
I'm gonna hate myself for asking this question. How many birthdays?
43.
Do you have a little tally sheet, and like you walk out and you just scratch one off?
Yeah.
Got you for 13.
Got you for 1991.
So,
there's
a light skinned rapper who just recently
released
a project.
Oh no.
And we found out that he holds grudges.
Oh no.
Petty ass grudges too.
Petty ass.
Grudges.
He has a grudge against a woman that's probably somewhere playing a cello in a meadow.
What?
Skipping along a babbling brook. He had a lyric on his recent album that was like shitting on her because he beat her out for Best New Artist.
What?
In 1997. In 2011. And I don't know if you heard his first album.
Mm-mm.
But that nigga said toodles to you bitches. You're not beating a motherfucker who plays the cello, a musical prodigy, with toodles to you bitches. It's not happening, Drake.
Sorry, everybody. Gordon's a little bit slow this evening. What? Why are we talking about this Canadian dude? Like, I'm tired of Canadian light-skinned people and their emotions. Shout out to my cousin Fernando. Holla at you, nigga.
I mean, people don't like when, like, there are people who are like salty or like, oh, now y'all care about artistic growth. And I feel like it was kind of a shot at a lot of the pussy rapping girls, which is, you know, whatever. Drake is 13 years in the game. That's number one. Number two, a lot of the pussy rapping girls y'all complain about, like Cardi B. Yeah, she raps about her pussy. She also fucking interviewed Bernie Sanders. She does a lot of introspective deep dives into history. She is a business person. She is not a one-note performer. Megan Thee Stallion she has a mental health initiative. She has a site called Bad Bitches Have Bad Days Too. Traumazine was not one note. They are showing artistic growth, artistic depth as creators. And Drake is still doing the same shit that he did in 2010, whether you like it or not. Those are just the fucking facts. And it's boring. And he's 30, you 36.
I wish I had more to add, but I never listened to the nigga.
I don't bother with his projects, to be perfectly honest. Not like I haven't bothered with a project of his in a really long time.
I never liked his voice.
Ooh. You know who I enjoy a lot as an artist, as a growth artist? Tyler the Creator. We've talked about that. Like Gordon and I have talked about how much I love Tyler. But Tyler really shows growth, shows depth, shows you something different. He experiments, he expands in a way that's organic to him. And it's not in a way where he's just sampling someone else's culture or sampling someone else's style. Yes. And I think that this particular artist needs to give himself time to reflect on who he is. And maybe this is who he is, and who he is sucks, and this is the best we're going to get.
Mel, I totally agree with you. I just got to say, I haven't listened to a Drake album in a very long time. I like 21 Savage, but I still haven't listened to the album that they made together. And also, shout out to Pusha T, dude from the Northeast that put Drake in his place. And I'm thankful for that. Pusha T, wherever you at, whoever's braiding your hair, keep up the good work.
I mean, Pusha T, Kendrick, they still waiting for him to clap back on the shit they said about him. But wait, no, he got Jay Prince to call Pusha T off of him, right?
No, that was him and Kanye, and they had the meeting in the ocean.
No, I'm not making this up.
Wait,
when
what?
Drake and Pusha T were beefing.
Uh-huh.
Jay Prince weighed in. Out of Houston, he weighed in.
Oh,
I thought that was Drake. Drake. I thought that was Drake and Kanye.
That was Drake and Kanye.
Yeah, it was Drake and Kanye.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. I don't think they never officially squashed the Pusha T beef. He just said, "Leave me alone. It hurt." Because he got because Jay Prince got them together, and I think it was L.A. They did a concert together.
Yeah, and then he had a meeting in the ocean or some shit. So wild. Niggas standing in the ocean. That's how you know you hold weight. But you tell two niggas, hey, go and stand in the ocean, we're going to talk.
Yeah. If my dad is listening, meet me at Lake Lanier. You go out first, and I'm going to come out there with you.
So, yeah, I did make that up. I was like, I'm not making this up. Actually, I absolutely did. Oh maybe God. I made it up because it's all stupid.
Yeah, it is very stupid. It is very stupid.
Speaking borderline, wait, she's not Canadian. What is wrong with our girl?
Doja Cat?
Well, used to be our girl, yeah.
It's time to let Doja Cat go.
Time to go.
Wait, can we not? Because Janet loves her.
Janet can do whatever she wants. I'm not Janet mama, but Doja Cat has to go.
What did she do this time?
She just recently took a picture of herself with a t-shirt with a neo-Nazi on it.
Say what now?
Yeah, and among other things, apparently her mama is Jewish. Say I don't have time for you to be at your big age a rebellious teenager. You got to do that on your own time. On top of the fact that she really wants niggas to know she don't want y'all being interested in her music. Okay, you win.
Oh, well, I gotta
somebody said you could take the feet out the racial chat, but you can't take the racial chat out the feet.
We gotta break this with Janet.
She like.
Excuse me.
Wait, what's that new song?
Paint the Town Red.
Yes, Jan's been bumping that quite a bit.
I have been bumping it, but I have been bumping the version of Toad, the little Toadstool from Mario, singing it. Don't worry, okay. I'll send it to y'all later. You'll hate me.
Please do. I need it.
I promise.
Janet has such a good time with it.
It's fun. But, I mean, there are a lot of artists out there. She's talented, but ain't shit she write that I like. You are not. Music is a personality business. Part of music, part of celebrity is people liking you. And when you say you don't want people to like you, that's cool. Okay. And there are going to be people who are still going to support her. She's not going to starve. She'll be fine.
That is true. She's not going
to
starve.
Doja Cat go and be whatever she wants to be.
You know what? It's gonna be a difficult conversation, but I'm gonna have it with my Janet. Ah, Jesus. I gotta stop saying my mama name because everybody's gonna be like, oh, I know that one. Yeah. All right, cool. What else do we have on the docket?
So there was a tweet not too long ago where someone sent a text from their professor or sent a comment from their professor that says, I cannot give you anything but a zero on this for now because you have a 27% AI issue. Rewrite at least the first 9 lines of your first paragraph and resubmit it. First of all, AI detection software is not the same as plagiarism detection software. So I don't want anybody to be confused by that. And okay. AI detection software looks for like a lack of word randomness and whatever. It's snake oily at best. But I think the most pressing thing for me, if you are accusing me of cheating and you are going, I guess, more or less with, first of all, you're fucking using AI to tell me that you think I use AI and I don't know what the fuck that's about. But you're accusing me of cheating, threatening my grade, going to deduct points. Can you teleport? Because do you think you're going to be in the same outside that I'm in? And threaten to fail me for 27%?
Bars.
I will wait outside of your grandmother's bingo hall every week, nigga. Don't fucking play with me.
Now what?
I don't know how the grandma got involved in it, but watch your back.
I will slide your grandmother's wig sideways. Don't fucking play with me.
I almost got him with the 37. Wait, what do you need, young lady? Oh, no. I'm getting beat about the head, neck, and shoulders.
Can you fight? How good can you fight? That you about to fail me for a 27% hunch using AI.
Hey, Gordon. Yo.
Yes.
As comics, we're going to take an AI detector to sets, to open mics.
No. No, we can't do that. We can't do it. We will be banned from comedy.
We'll take an AI y'all might detector. Go a little beyond. Y'all might get shot. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, that's 38%. Them ain't your words. White people don't dance like that.
Damn, nigga, this is 88% Patrice O'Neal.
Yo, you remember that dude that like ripped Patrice's set?
Yes.
Yeah, I forget his name.
He fell off the face of the earth. He was a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. His YouTube was Hot Damn I Rock. I remember.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Mel even remember it. Yeah.
I remember it.
He ain't around no more. Yeah, bro. You can't be doing that. Can't be doing that. Amy Schumer.
And the thing about it is, like, I remember, like, once upon a time, and that's when I really got a new, it was a deeper insight, it was a deeper perspective on comedy, because I judged a comedy festival, or a comedy contest, whatever, festival, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was kind of like the everyman vote. Mm-hmm. But I still deferred a lot to the comedians on what their criteria was. And one of the things they were like, yeah, this is a bit like anybody does. Everybody does this bit. I don't like, I expect you to come with something original. I expect you to bring it. And so there were things where like you laughed, but it's funny, but is it artistry? And that's what we're looking, you know, that's what you're looking for in a contest. You're looking for who brings artistry, who brings originality.
Yep.
And it really gave me another level of appreciation. I've always been a fan, obviously, but it gave me another level of appreciation. And so when I think about that, like what, these are people who know their shit. These are people who probably have some of Patrice O'Neal's work memorized. And you're going to steal from that nigga? Yo.
I never told you guys this. I met Patrice O'Neal's mom. She came to one of my shows when I was in Connecticut, and she told me I made her laugh, and it was the nicest thing I think I've ever gotten as a compliment as a comic. I
Oh.
almost cried. I almost cried. You
I
know
would
what?
have. That's a big deal. Yeah, I
Yeah.
would have real deal cried.
Yeah. It's something that happened, and like I don't even know. Like, ooh, I was like, wow. This is a real thing. I'm doing the damn thing, Rome. I'm doing the damn thing, Mel. We out here. We out here.
Making
We out.
mamas laugh.
So, but now,
You making mamas laugh.
I made the origin laugh. So that's
There
what I
isn't
said when I
there.
went back to
There's
my
no fun.
hotel.
There's I was I will say this. There's no funny nigga on this earth who's as funny as his own mama.
So, yeah. That's one.
I feel
That's
like
one of
every comedian, their mama is probably funnier.
the. Yeah, my Janet is funny as shit. She goofy, but she funny.
My mama, God rest her soul, was a Jonah, was a joker.
Yeah.
And she would fuck with people. And when they came up to the porch and shit, and like if you look funny and you walked up on my mama couldn't hold that to herself. Like shit like the old school, you scare a pit bull off the back of a meat truck. That's yeah. You
BB
big as all
Hayat.
outdoors.
Apparently, some of BB's friends follow me on Twitter and they're like, your mom is hilarious. And she fucking hates it.
Oh, she hates
She
that.
hates it.
Yo,
She
yo.
likes it, but she hates it.
Yeah,
But BB
yeah.
is funny. Like, BB is hella funny.
Yeah, we know you. So if any of you trickle down to BB, yeah, we know.
BB is, and she has always been effortlessly comical, even when she was a little girl.
I'm gonna say this. You guys are my friends, but I am scared of your offsprings because if any of y'all, you or Jerome, trickle down into your offsprings, them some funny ass kids.
Yeah, my kids are funny. My kid is a Gordon Baker Bone fan. Tyson is a Gordon Baker Bone fan.
Shut the fuck up.
No, like
Really?
Tyson loves your album.
Oh, well, I need to tighten up.
Yeah, he loves your album.
Hey, wait. I gotta say this because I saw this last night before I passed out. I was coming into my apartment, and as I'm walking in, I saw a Sarome tweet about crepes, and I could not fall asleep.
She has been giving him hell. I feel like, so we've been friends
Since
for
she
what,
got
10
here.
years?
Yeah, since she got here. Now
Yeah.
she's 12 now.
I remember one of the first tweets when I first started following you. It was you telling her to get out of the refrigerator, and like she looked you dead in your face and either stood in it or she looked you dead in your face, closed it, and opened it again. I can't remember what it was, but the spirit of it was fuck you.
Oh yeah.
And that really did something to my soul.
Hasn't changed in 12 years. She
Yeah, I
made
said 10, but it's
crepes.
really been 12 because we met in what, 2011?
Something like
That's when I met y'all, huh?
that. Wait,
Yeah.
yes.
I think it was like
Wait, wait.
2011. Yeah.
Wait, we can't leave the people hanging. Sarome, can you tell us what happened? You said not to make pancakes, and what happened?
Okay, I told her not to make pancakes without supervision, and I came back and she was making crepes.
Okay,
Just thin pancakes.
I mean,
They was fluffy as fuck, Gordon.
I have a question. Why didn't you let her make it without supervision?
Oh, it's not that she can't do it. She just cooks too high and cooks too fast.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, and I trust her on the stove, but she cooks too high and she cooks too fast. And one day she was trying to fry chicken tenders, and I woke up to the smoke alarm.
Okay.
And I woke up to her from the dump hot oil in the sink, which is not good.
Oh, yeah,
So that's
boo-boo.
why she can't do it without supervision.
Yeah, you have some things to learn. See,
Yeah.
for me, and I'm saying, what, she's 12? Wait, she's 12 or 14?
Yeah.
She's 12?
12.
So, yeah, I've known you for like 11 years, I guess, because she was
Yeah,
like one or two when I met you.
yeah.
Lately.
Yeah, I was a young cook. So that's why I was like, why should you have your own full stove? But I was a young cook. Do you find that kids, like, did you give your kids responsibilities later than you had them?
Oh, absolutely. Because I'm a helicopter parent because my mama was a ghost parent.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't with you. I fucking can't with you.
Boy, my mama used to leave the house and say, you got this, right? I'm like, huh? And she meant life.
I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, I hover over certain things, but there are other things where I'm like, I probably should have supervised them more. But I didn't. But I mean, they're grown now. So, you know, yell at me with your therapist. I try to, that one of the reasons I stay available, one of many, I mean, it's because I love my kids and I want to be around. But I make sure I'm very available because, you know, I got to be accountable for some shit. So I know the day is going to come where they're going to be like, excuse me, sister bitch. I got to ask you some shit.
Oh my God.
Gordon, you had an interesting question.
God, like, what's
you
that?
You had an interesting question that is sticking with me right now. And I feel like
okay,
you want to hear about it.
Okay.
You want to know if Venmo is white?
Venmo, oh God.
Do you want to know that Venmo is white or do you believe Venmo is white?
I believe Venmo is white.
Say your reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a, you know what? I'm not going to say a race war, but there is definitely a discrepancy with cash transference apps. Venmo is the whitest thing in my mind. White people like to let people know what they're doing with their money. When Cash App, on the other hand, is very, hey, here's your money. And black as shit, in my opinion. And I want to know why. Why do white people love Venmo so much? I'm under the belief that it's just like letting people know what they do with their money.
Because Cash App requires you to self-snitch, and nobody loves to self-snitch like white people.
Ooh.
Because why do I have to tell you what this is for before you complete the transaction? What reason?
It won't let you not say what it's for. You can't just send money. You have to put
To say it.
An emoji or like something or words, a letter. You have to state why this money is going here. And I'm
did
like,
you watch,
why?
Did you watch John Mulaney's last comedy special, Baby J?
Yes.
Because he talked about the public transactions on Venmo. Because Venmo is supposed to be for drug deals.
Yeah, that dude's a crackhead, by the way.
Which is another, he's a very open crackhead, as a matter of fact. But he talked about why people are snitching on themselves and making the transactions public.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I feel like because it's known for drugs, because
wait, what?
I can't say what I was about to say. Never mind.
Okay.
There are people who have used Venmo for
nefarious
licentious transactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet the beat goes on. Nobody is, there's no Venmo crackdown. And that is why. It's the self-snitching and the fact that there's not a Venmo crackdown.
Rome, you ever use Venmo?
I have, but I don't like that snitching part either. Like, I think black people, we don't like to tell you what our money is doing.
Like, why are you in my business?
Yeah. Because and Venmo make you nosy, because I be trying to decipher emojis like, oh, okay, that was for sex work right there. I know what that is right there.
My ex popped up on one of my Venmo transactions. I'm like, oh, this nigga just having a good fucking time. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, can
not
I
of God. Venmo is not of God. And again, very white.
I'm going to admit something, and I don't want you both to judge me, because I'm going to feel judgment from you.
I'm going to do
you're
it,
gonna say,
okay. I know you don't want it, but I'm going to probably judge.
Yeah. Okay. I like, all right. All right. I know. Okay. Rome, don't judge me. I scroll Venmo and I look at my friend's transactions and I decipher which ones is for drugs and which ones for nefarious reasons. Every day.
It invites you to. Cash App. Cash App. I wish Cash App wouldn't even keep track of what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, I look at my Cash App transactions with shame because ain't nothing positive.
I know what that $27 was for.
If I see a $75 transaction or worse, if I see like a few consecutive $75 transactions, I was like, oh yeah, that was a
Ooh.
rough week. That was a rough week and I worked overtime.
Yeah, just let me know if you are Venmo friends with me. I look at all your transactions and I know when you're late on rent. I know when you didn't send your landlord shit. I see it.
Let me go pull up my Venmo now. I ain't gonna call names, but let me see.
The only thing that I know from Venmo is that my friends eat a lot of pizza.
And two
Yo,
tacos.
always tacos.
It's a lot
And
of pizza. It's a lot of beer.
some of y'all fucking y'all babysitters and I can see it. Just saying,
Oh man.
yeah. I
Ain't
see a
no.
lesbian, I see a lesbian hookup right here. Yep.
Wow.
You could just put it private,
Dog
just me.
walk,
That's the
dog
thing. You could
walk.
totally make it private and you don't. And that's the thing that confounds me more than anything. This did not have to make it to my feed, and yet it's right here. That's what fascinates me.
Yeah, I like this one right here. It says, "Sorry, I overreacted."
That nigga came too quick.
Yo. I do think there should be compensation for that, though. Hold up.
No, this one, I like this one right here. This one just says straight up butt stuff. No guessing game with that one.
Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of my Venmo is 'cause I'm poor. So thankful for that. Thanks, friends.
Another piece of bad advice. Scroll your Venmo timeline and figure out who's doing some wild shit. Yeah.
No, there is like 50% of Venmo transactions are about food on my on my Venmo. No, that is wrong. 75% of Venmo transactions are about food.
Okay. How many broccoli leaves do you see on there?
Next to not, no. I have a lot of pizza. I have a lot of
Trees?
no. There's a
No.
lot of
Okay.
pizza. There's a lot of beverages. There's a lot of pizza.
Oh, by the way, if I see you use the emoji skiing, I know you're doing cocaine. I
Oh,
know you bang for
yeah.
cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything interesting like that, though.
Yeah.
All of the typical thing, unless pizza is some kind of code, and I don't know that it is because I don't think, because it's not, it's coming from my more straight-laced friends.
Yeah. No, they probably bought weed.
I think it's real ass pizza, actually.
You think so?
I think it's real ass pizza.
All
Like these particular friends, I think it's real ass pizza.
right. All right. Well,
But I could
on
be
that
wrong.
note,
I'm fine with being wrong.
on that note, we're gonna call this one an episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Bad Advice Show. And I hope you
Here.
guys keep your email. I hope you guys keep listening. If you guys want more content, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/bad advice show. You can get the other thing, which is my personal favorite for extra content, and you could hear about the most gangster thing of all. What is that, Mel?
Feelings, nigga.
Yes, we talk about feelings and we talk about shows and we have a good time. But before we go, I'd like to ask my friends where they're going to be this week. Sarome, where are you going to be this week?
Once again, promoting that DC Improv Lounge headline and spot, December 28th through the 31st. That's going to be my first time headlining at the club. It's doing an hour of comedy, so please come through. It's on tickets are on sale on the DCImprov.com right now.
Fuck yeah. And Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at The Gates of Mel. The O is a zero on all platforms. And be on the lookout for my newsletter and sign up for it because, as I may have mentioned, and it's going to have great information on the newsletter. So it's going to be dope, okay. I promise.
And as for me, you can find me at BakerBone on Instagram and Twitter. And also you can find me at BakerBone.com. It's a dope ass website. You see all my show dates. And if you're in the Northeast and in the Boston area, I please and I need you to come out to Drunk Black History Show. It's going to be fucking fantastic. October 20th, we're going to be at Nick's Comedy Stop. We're doing big things and we greatly appreciate your support and you coming out. And with that being said, please keep listening to the Bad Advice Show. Please sign up for our Patreon. And also, Jerome's daughter makes crepes.
I bet they was delicious too.
Oh, they was bad as fuck. I ate one. They was fluffier than the bitch.
You cannot suppress a genius.
I called her this morning. Hey, I've already told her quit cooking without supervision. I called her this morning making avocado toast. And if that ain't a fuck you daddy, I don't know what is.
I mean, she gotta eat.
Yo, she eating good too. She's a great cook.
We out.
Peace.